I'm Marco Werman, and it's The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. 13 years since those hijackers commandeered four planes, two of them out of our city, Boston, and so many things changed. You could say that the world order shifted on this day back in 2001, or perhaps it was a long-established world order that simply got magnified by the 9/11 attacks, and suddenly we saw it for what it really was. Henry Kissinger has a new book out called World Order. Kissinger, of course, served under Presidents Nixon and Ford as National Security Advisor and Secretary of State. Today, he described for me his first impressions when he saw the Twin Towers come tumbling down.
It was obviously unexpected, shattering. The world order was not super stable then, but not so apparently unstable as it later became.
The response by the Bush administration to go into Iraq after 9/11, a rush past diplomacy, a concocted reason for war, WMD, and then a quagmire until 2008.
Well, I don't believe it was concocted. I believe, and I think I know, that they sincerely believed that there were nuclear weapons there. Because I talked to these individuals during the crisis. And moreover, people forget that in 1998, in the end of the Clinton administration, the Senate, by a vote of 98 to nothing, voted that it should be our policy to overthrow Saddam. And Clinton signed that. So this was not just a concoction of one administration.
You supported the invasion of Iraq. Do you regret that support?
If I had known everything then that I know now, I probably would not have supported it. I thought it would be a quick operation to replace Saddam. I did not think it would lead to, and I would not have favored, a long-term occupation in order to reconstruct the society and to try to repeat the experiences of Germany and Japan in a country that had no comparable institutions. I even then thought that it was beyond the capacity of the United States, or maybe anybody, to turn Iraq into a Western-style democracy.
If that was the stated goal, then how could you support it?
Originally, the stated goal was more related to security. But I really didn't come on this program to go over the Iraq war. It happened that sincere people made important decisions that had consequences they didn't foresee.
What would you say, then, is a lesson for world order from 9/11, not just Iraq, but also the long war in Afghanistan as well?
The United States has been engaged in five wars since World War II. In only one of them did it reach its stated objective. In another one, it ended in a stalemate, and from three others, we withdrew unilaterally. I'm talking about the first Iraq war in which we achieved our objectives, the Korean War, which ended up as a kind of a stalemate, and Vietnam, the second Iraq war, and Afghanistan, from which we withdrew unilaterally.
Your chapter on Islam is pretty interesting, and given the complexities of Muslim history that you outline, it seems like it's going to take serious leadership to negotiate the tensions roiling the Arab world right now. We've got both al-Qaeda and ISIS who believe in the establishment of a caliphate, and whether that's widely supported by the world's Muslims or not, the concept seems to have some kind of visceral appeal for some people. What do you make of the American
response? Well, it's also one aspect of what has already happened in Islamic history. They've had caliphates.
That's very seductive, that history. I'm just curious to what you make of the American response to ideological extremism in the wake of 9/11. Why do you think it seems to have been so unsuccessful?
Well, because the United States generally believes that, and it's based on its history, that order is the natural relationship. And when order is disturbed, it is a specific reason, and when you remove that cause of the disturbance, that order and peace will reassert themselves. In fact, in almost every part of the world, order is a dynamic process. It can never be equated strictly with a status quo that can then be frozen in place. So for America, the discovery of being in a world that is a process rather than a series of specific conditions. And the second discovery, that while America is essential to the solution of problems, it alone cannot solve all of them, or many of them. So those were two upsetting, maybe shattering experiences of the Vietnam and Iraq and Afghan war, which have then in turn divided the American opinion in such a way that it is very difficult to distill a consistent sense of direction. That's what I want to call attention to.
Last night we heard President Obama allude to American exceptionalism again, and yet he also spoke of what you just said, that need for building coalitions. I mean, this plan to combat ISIS, do you think it's going to work?
Well, ISIS is a group of 20,000 fanatics. For the purely military side of it, a coalition isn't really all that important. But one has to bring about participation of significant part of the Sunni world in order to prevent other variations of it from reappearing. And in that sense, a coalition is of some consequence.
I'm just curious, do you think nuclear weapons will ever be used in the Mideast, say in the next 5 to 10 years?
In my personal experience, the one issue that haunted me most was what would happen if we reached a point where one considered the use of nuclear weapons. Because I think the consequences for the world might be at least as irreversible as World War I was, and probably more so. I would fear that if nuclear weapons spread more widely, that then they may be triggered. And there may also be groups that believe that this is a kind of salvation. I do not think a nuclear war between the existing nuclear countries is probable in the next 5 years. If the existing nuclear countries double, then the risk becomes much greater.
By the way, I tried to ask Henry Kissinger about what happened in Chile 41 years ago today on September 11th, 1973. That's when the country's military staged a coup to overthrow Chile's democratically elected president, Salvador Allende. We wanted to ask Kissinger to clarify what his role was at the time. He and the Nixon administration supported the brutal military junta that took power, led by General Augusto Pinochet. But when I raise the subject today, Kissinger cut me off. Let me actually ask you about, we started talking about 9/11. Speaking of decisions, there's another 9/11 that people in Chile will recall as
No. You are not going to go through the left-wing debates of 50 years ago.
Well, I think it's a relevant question considering it's
9/11. I've adequately discussed those, and you can ask me to do them in another forum.
But even, you know, even with the release
you know
of
it's
the...
Well, I know it's well. It's, I know what you're going to ask. And you're going to try to implicate the United States, and I'm going to look as if
I just think that with the release of
I will not get into it. So you pick another subject or we end this program.
Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, his new book is called World Order.